Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Al-Qadim alayhi salam. This hadith is about the world, the dunya. In this hadith, Imam Qadim alayhi salam talks about the example of the world, the parable of the world. You know, in the Holy Quran, many examples have been given, and also the world has been spoken about to a great extent. And in fact, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned an example for the world. In the Holy Quran we read, "Draw for them the parable of the life of this world. It is like the water we send down from the sky. Then the earth's vegetation mingles with it. Then it becomes chaff, scattered by the wind. And Allah is omnipotent over all things." As one of the examples for the dunya, for the world. We have other examples mentioned in the hadith. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, "The world was once embodied to Jesus in the form of a blue-eyed woman." Right? So this is not only an example for the world, this example actually personified itself for one of the Anbiya, for one of the prophets, the Prophet Isa alayhi salam. The world personified itself, manifested itself in the form of a woman. She saw this manifestation in the form of a woman. And he said to her, the Prophet Jesus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, said, "How many have you married? You know, how many people have joined with you? How many people have taken hold over you?" So she said, "Lots. Many people have done this." So he asked, "So all of them divorced you?" Meaning, did all of them leave you? She replied, "No, rather I killed all of them." The person who becomes preoccupied with the dunya and the world, he never becomes satisfied with it. He never leaves it on his own, with his own free will. Rather, nor does the world leave him. Rather, the world kills him and destroys this person. And in that way, this person leaves the world. Then Jesus, alayhi salam, said, "Woe upon your current spouses." Cursed be upon those people who have, you know, become infatuated with you and who have become preoccupied with you. "For how do they not take lesson from the previous ones?" These people become preoccupied with the dunya and the world. Why is it that they haven't taken lesson from the previous people who became preoccupied with you and who were destroyed by you? They should look at what happened to them and take lesson from them and take heed from them and stay away from the world and the dunya. This is one of the parables that have been mentioned regarding the world. Many other parables have been mentioned. Like, for example, the world has been compared to like a shadow. The world has been compared to a sea that one never satiates a person's thirst. Right? So this is one of the beautiful parables that have been mentioned in the hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the parable of the world in the words of Imam Al-Qadim alayhi salam. Until next time, we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.